You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. You got to help.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, yeah. Guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got really big.
Message erased.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in a-turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
I am Dave, and Giggles is somewhere in the ether.
You there?
Yeah. What's going on over there? Well, this is a Dave and Giggles show, and Dave is here, and Giggles looks like he just woke up. Is this true?
I did.
What's going on over there?
I did just wake up from a nap.
What's going on? Where are you in Vail?
We're on a vacation with the in-laws.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the week you were trying to get me to come out to house at your house.
Yeah, watch the cats hang out.
Is that why you're so, like, we're on vacation with the in-laws. We have to keep it low because the kids are sleeping and I don't want to disturb the family.
No, I'm down in the basement. So,
are you at their house that they have a, is it their house or is it a rental house?
No, it's an Airbnb.
Oh, it's an Airbnb. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Why can't I see you?
I don't know.
I need to see you.
You should be able to see me. Let me turn.
You by yourself?
Yeah, I'm by myself. We need to.
So now I really got to stick with you for the last hour.
Terrible. You should be able to see me. It's on set. To what a terrible show. Terrible show. What are we doing, man? I don't know why it's not working. Something's wrong. I don't know.
Well, I left my USB mic at home.
How
that
come?
Really owes me.
Why did you do that? You weren't thinking? You weren't thinking of the show?
I wasn't thinking.
So what'd you do? Did you drive out there?
Yeah, we drove out Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then I drove back to Denver on yesterday for a wedding. And then,
jeez, look at you. You can't even keep your eyes open.
I know.
Had
a good nap.
This is going to be a real good show. Jeez. It's rough, man. Wow.
No. So let's talk.
All right, let's get into it.
I can't see you. I can't connect right now.
I know. I don't know why I can't connect. Oh, there he is.
You want to go to the pool?
All right, let's see if I can get this going again.
Yeah, you watching Rio?
I'm watching Rio.
Yeah.
Watching Rio. Kids watching Rio.
Yeah, bunk bed down in this apartment. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk to Dave? Oh God, I'm so tired.
It sounds like it. I don't know why I can't. You want me to hang up and try it again?
What?
Maybe this will do it.
Hello.
Hello, Sam. What's up, buddy?
Hello.
Hello, buddy. What's going on?
My daddy and mom and dad and Dio. And pop-up and mama.
Yeah, and what are you guys doing?
Playing and watching Rio.
And watching Rio?
Yes.
Is it a funny movie? Is Rio a good funny movie?
With Muggy, Hidden Buddy, they pop-up.
Yeah. What you just said. Something about pop-up.
I do.
So tell me your favorite person in Rio. Who's your favorite character? Who's the funniest?
My favorite, a monkey.
The monkey?
Yes.
Yeah. He what?
David and monkey.
This is a monkey. Yeah. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Did you see some fireworks recently? Did you go see some fireworks?
Yes.
The fireworks?
In my home.
Yeah, at your home. You saw the fireworks, right?
Once.
Did they scare you?
No.
No? Were you excited?
And wash off it and nose. And the bubble.
Yeah? All right, put your dad back
Come
on.
Here, you want to talk to Dave?
All right, man, this is a family show. Oh, geez. Phone's down. Phone's down. There's my buddy. There's my buddy. There's my buddy. What up, buddy?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Leo. What's happening, buddy?
Good.
What you doing? You watching Rio?
No. Yeah. I'm in the better room now. Rio is done.
Rio's done. Okay, Rio's done. Tell me about the fireworks you saw last week. The fireworks. Did you see some fireworks?
Yeah.
How were they? Were you scared or were you excited?
Not scared.
No? Okay, that's good. That's a good start. So what are you, on vacation? What are you doing over there?
I have a hammock and a bunk bed.
You got the bunk beds. All right. You like the bunk beds?
Yep.
Do you like to share a room with your brother?
Yep.
Yeah, it's fun. You guys stay up all night? What do you guys do? What are you going to do? You just turn the flashlights on, play something? I don't know what kids do. Tell me what kids do. What do you do?
Tell me about your day on the top of the mountain.
I went to the top of the mountain.
Oh, yeah? Did you climb up?
Yep.
How was the view?
Could you
see really far? That's cool.
Be careful.
All right, Leo. How's school? Bye, Leo. I'll talk to you later.
Good.
All right.
School is good.
School is good? All right. Did you making a lot of friends?
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And run on your belly.
No, I'm doing my belly.
All right. Everybody, let's focus here. I got no headphones.
I'm gonna come upstairs for a minute.
All right, go upstairs for a minute. Go turn on another movie. Hang out a little bit.
Nope.
All right.
I'm gonna stay here. I'm about to go on the top of the bunk bed.
Oh, nice. Yeah, go on top of the bunk bed. Get a good view. Hang out a little bit. Climb the bunk bed like you did the mountain.
Upstairs?
All right. Why don't you give your dad back the headphones?
Okay.
All right. Bye, Leo.
Bye. Bye.
Radio. Mic check. Mic check. 1-2. 1-2. You know I don't know how to talk to kids.
Not me.
Not me. Hold on, Sam USA. Here, hold on. Sam,
oh, jeez. This is the show. This is the kid show. All right.
Me.
What's happening, buddy? What's going on?
I am playing my mom and daddy and Leo. We want up my little head.
All right.
And me child.
Kid's ready to be my sidekick.
I'm not climbing and you're not climbing the bump at
all. Uh-oh, they're fighting. Sounds like they're fighting. Who has the top bunk? Yeah. All right. All right. Everybody's in the bunk bed. Who's got the top bunk? Who's got the bottom bunk? That's what I want to know here. We need one simple question answered. Who's got the top bunk? Who's got the bottom bunk?
I'm blocking it.
It's blocking it.
Go back upstairs for a couple minutes. Here. No.
Yeah.
Here you go. Okay. All right, you there?
All right, yeah, I'm here. Jeez. You know I can't talk to kids.
They're pretty cool kids.
They're good kids. Yeah. It's good to talk to Leo because he gets it. You know, like we can have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, he's a little too young. Sam's a little too young. He doesn't really quite understand it yet.
He doesn't know what's going on.
What a life to live, you know? You could just kind of like coast along and be like, take me wherever you got to go. I don't care. And if I get to play every once in a while, beautiful. All right, let's get into it. What's happening? I'll tell you one thing.
I know you got to get the kids out.
All right, I'm going to talk to
the kids out of the room.
So my mom texted me today.
Hey, you got to be quiet if you're in here, okay? Daddy's doing his radio show.
Okay, dude.
I'm listening. Quiet dudes. Picking your nose. That's what the kids picking their nose. All right. So my mom did one of the tests, ancestry tests, and she got the results in today. Uh-huh. And she was all excited. But it turns out that there's a lot missing, and I'm not really buying this, but she said 29% Southern Italian, which is, that's right. Uh-huh. My grandparents are from Naples. That's Southern Italy. 23% European Jewish. And that is mostly Lithuania. I don't know where that came from. And then another small percent, Munster Irish.
What's that mean?
It's like monster cheese? Yeah, like monster cheese. Some part of Ireland that has a very large population. Which
Jeez.
I ain't buying. I ain't buying that I'm from, I have Irish background. The Jewish, I'll give you. The Lithuanian, sure. But the Irish, I don't know. And then, so that only makes up,
Irish.
That only makes up like 60%. And then there's like 1% like Asia, 1% like Africa, 1% like, and it's like every other place on earth.
Just like a fluke.
It's just a fluke.
You know?
Or just I'm a big mutt. That's yeah. all. You know?
Yeah. 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 I'd like to get that done just to see, you know, I mean, I kind of know, you know, I'm Irish, Norwegian, a little bit of Czech and Polish.
So. Yeah, I could see it. Yeah, we should do it. We should do a Dave and Giggles. Where are you from? Where are you going? And figure out what's going on. You know, because like where you come, where you from is like our past, and then where you're going is like where your kids are. So now Leo is going to be a mix of all what you have, and then all what Mrs. Giggles has. So it's going to continue
true, Dave.
Down the line.
It's true.
I mean, I'm trying to get you to talk here, but you're like yawning through this thing. It's just impossible. If anyone out there wants to talk to me, you can call in 718-928-9732. 718.
Dave's looking for a new host.
718-928-9732. But here's the one thing that, so what's the last time you did something for yourself?
I mean, I went and got a massage.
You are big on massages. We know this very well.
I do love massages.
I went to the massage place that you go to all the time when you come over, and because my back was hurting, I was like, I'm gonna go to this place that Giggles loves, and I think you were the reason they enforced the rules. I'm just kidding. But anyway, I went there and they were like, honestly, my shoulders were really hurting. And they were like, we got the guy for you. And like my first thing was like, no guy. But then I was like, I don't really care. It's not like I'm like looking to get anything. But then he came in and he was like, this is my problem with guys, that they're usually too strong and they end up like really going hard. And I'm just like, stop. But I did come into a conundrum. So while he was doing the massage, he was chomping on gum. Just like chomping. So like when he would have close to my ear, I'd just hear like chomping on gum. And I'm like, do I stop him or do I just let him continue on and then let that roll? Because if I say something, you're in the bunk bed now. Nice. Good thinking.
Should I go in the top bunk?
You probably should go in the top bunk. But I mean, do you, when you get a massage, do you say anything to them or do you just let them do what they're going to do?
I mean, they usually do what they're going to do. I mean, you know, the Asian places aren't going to like make you fill out a medical form.
No.
You know, they're just like, they have their thing, you know, they're going to walk on your back and whatnot. I gotta ask you though, did you keep your underwear on?
I did. I did. Because now there's a rule there that you have to keep your underwear on.
which maybe only applies to me.
I know, yeah. But I did. And then I wasn't, you know, like I had a guy, so I wasn't like, I don't care. But either way, you know, you're not going in there for anything specific. You're just going in there. But the chewing
just need,
of the
just
gum.
Need a good shoulder rub.
You just need a good shoulder rub from time to time. But the he was just too rough.
I had a lady once that was like sniffling.
Ooh.
She was like, she was doing that. And I was like, ugh. You know.
And she's got her hands all over you. That's pretty rough. You're gonna get sick. So today I went to me and the Rye guy went down to get the boat in the water. Turns out the battery is dead. We need to get a new battery. So we didn't get the boat in the water. So, you know, we called the day early and went home. And on my way home, I passed a driving range. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get a couple balls and I'm going to whack a couple balls. So I stopped, hit some golf balls. It was a pretty good time. And I was like, I never do this unless I'm with somebody. This is something that you usually do when you're with somebody. But I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it by myself. It made me feel good.
Just a little me time. Just a little me time, you know?
Yeah. It was. It was a little me time.
It was
a nice little day.
I did a little me time. I took a little me time and went out last night.
Where'd
after
you go?
I got home from the wedding. Because, you know, it's Saturday night in Vail.
Yeah.
They have Vail Village, and they have, you know, they have all these musicians down there and like, these clubs and stuff like that. And it's fun, you know? So me and my brother-in-law, Kyle, went out, took the free bus in the town and, you know, listened to some music. And it was great. I mean, it was funny to see because it's basically like Vail is like a Disneyland. You know, it's like this alpine Disneyland because it's just – it looks – you know, it's very sort of Swiss or German influenced.
Right.
And all these people come here to get married. And so when you're going out, you know, on a Friday or Saturday night, you'll see these like roaming bands of groomsmen and bridesmaids and bride and grooms. And just everybody's trashed. You know, they're just like – it's, you know, it's after the wedding, everybody's been drinking, and people are just a mess, you know? But we go, we listen to this music, and then we go to this pizza place, you know, as we're, you know, leaving, get a couple slices and a drink or whatever, and I start talking to this one lady, and, you know, she's one of those ladies that loves to talk about herself, you know, and we're chatting, all right? So I get to know her, and yeah, here we are. And then as I'm leaving, she's like, God, you know what I could really go for right now is a giant line of Coke. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, 1:45 in the morning. I don't really have any. And, you know, maybe she started a little earlier. You know,
she wanted to go all night. Yeah.
She had, you know, she had like the twitching jaw, you know, when somebody's like doing a lot of Coke and their just jaw is just going back and forth.
So she did start earlier. She just wanted more. She wanted more. Yeah.
She wanted more.
Did she seem like a tourist, out of towner?
Oh no, she was a local.
Oh.
She'd been living there for years. So she
is the drug problem bad in Vail? Because it's a pretty rich town.
Yeah, it's a pretty white town too.
Yeah.
And I guess so. I mean, I don't partake in that, but I probably assume that it's you know, pretty prevalent.
It's probably a big Coke town. Because I remember growing up, like my town was, it really wasn't a big drugs, but now it's like really big into meth. But there was a town right over from us that was really, really rich. And that's where all the Coke was. All the, like the rich kids go to Coke, obviously. And then the poor kids go to your skunk weed, your peppermint schnapps, and then eventually your meth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. That's the whole drug thing. Speaking of Disney, I was reading this article today. So they announced, I think over the weekend, I can't remember when it was, but they announced that their plans for their Star Wars resort.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds pretty interesting. Being a Florida native, this is probably, it would probably be interesting to you. But so like their idea is not too far-fetched from Westworld. So basically the idea is you go in and you're in a resort, and in this resort, you're in the Star Wars universe. You're on a ship, you're on a starship. Every window looks out over some kind of like, you know, stars or galaxy or something along those lines. And then every character in the universe, or everyone who works for Disney in that part will be a character in Star Wars, and then you just kind of let, and then they'll have narratives so that like you can like kind of like follow certain stories while you're in the universe, and like treasure hunts or something along those lines. So basically it's become Westworld without the whores and without the robots going wild and killing each other.
Yeah, it's more nerds.
It's going to be a lot more nerds. But I feel like it's a lot to ask. Because in the article I was reading, it was talking about how everyone has their different level.
Oh, you don't want to.
Who's that?
I do. Hold on a second. My wife's asking me a question.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear the question.
Okay.
Can I meet you there?
Oh no.
I'm not taking them by myself.
No, she shouldn't. All right. Take
I gotta get out of this. Then somebody else has got to call Dave, so he's not talking to himself.
This is true.
Do you want to talk to Dave?
This is going badly.
Well,
this is going to be real bad for me.
This is going to my bunk bedroom. Sure, dude.
Hi, Julie. You can't see me. My camera's not working. But hi, Julie.
I've been here for hours. Chris. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No one knew where you were.
The kids knew where I were. They came down here.
We did chat with the kids. This is drama heating up right here. Uh-oh.
All right, I'll be up in a second.
Oh, no.
All right, Dave, you need somebody to call in.
Oh, man. Dude, this is your job. You either got to stick it out with me for 35 minutes or you got to find someone else. I can't do it all by myself. Man.
Get Pete to call in.
Reach
out to Pete.
Reach out to Pete. Jeez. Let me see if Andy wants to call in.
Oh. My wife hates me.
Do you want to do something on the show where we bring her in and we try to hash this out, or that make it worse?
Ugh. Yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
Oh man, I think
a licensed therapist might be good.
You want to get the right you person to talk bring to. Devin? You want to bring Devin?
Yeah, we should.
We should. So where does she want you to go? She wants you to take the kid somewhere because you've been napping for 2 hours.
No, I wasn't napping for 2 hours, but just they're going to go to the pool. We're going to the pool because it's like family night or something. So from 5 to 8.
Ooh, so that's right now.
But she doesn't. Yeah, it's right now.
That's right now. Well, I mean, this wasn't part of the plan, you know, like part of the plan was to do the radio show. And now all of a sudden.
The boss comes in. I got to go.
All right, let me see.
Well, she doesn't want to take the kids to the pool by herself. So I get it. She knows this. She knows I have a radio show every Sunday at 5.
She hates you. All right, I'm going to see if this can work. Hold on. I might get you to bail out on this. We'll see what happens. You're really hosing me. You've really done a lot for the show the past couple weeks. You haven't been there like half the time. You call from while you're driving. Now you don't even have a microphone. You're calling from a bunk bed. Gee.
I know. We haven't even talked this week.
No, we haven't. What's going on?
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Dave and Giggles. And Giggles is online, but he's about to leave because his wife is telling him he can't be on the radio right now.
What? I thought it was a full-time job. You got to stay on the radio.
I know. Oh, I mean, Giggles.
Who's that? Wrath?
That's Wrath.
What's up, Wrath?
What's up, Giggles?
Oh man,
you look good.
You bailing on Dave?
Yeah, well, you're second best.
Ooh.
You know, you're like
second best. I never bail on a guy.
That's true.
Know? I'm here for him.
That's true. Man,
it's true. How's the wedding planning going?
Oh, isn't that Rose's job?
That is. That's always the wife's job, right?
That's true.
I know. That's why I'm asking him. He's not really responding. He's hanging out.
I love that this show was like I woke up from a nap. You talked to me for a little bit, my kids, and then we got Wrath to like bail me out.
Yeah. Just bailing you out left and right. Your kids bailed you out for like 10 minutes, which was pretty bad radio. I'm not going to lie to you.
What's going on in Colorado? You got a nap and you got a bail on Dave and Giggles radio show.
Nah, I'm up in the mountains. I'm up in Vail. So we're going to go swimming. So I'm going to let you talk to Dave for the last 30 minutes.
He's on quote-unquote vacation at his in-laws Airbnb.
Sweet.
Yeah, it does sound sweet. Didn't tell me this was happening. I'll call in
from the road.
All right. Call in from the road.
All right, Wrath. Are you sure you're okay with Wrath? Is that all right?
Yeah, we'll hang. I mean, whatever. Me and him, we've had a long history of talking back and forth. I think we can handle it. We've talked before.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
All right.
Good show.
All right. Good show.
So what's on the topic of discussion today?
I'll tell you one thing. So me and Ryan went to go put the boat in the water today. And the battery's no good. Got to get a new battery.
That's happened before.
Yeah. So we got to get a new battery. So we couldn't put the boat in the water. We scheduled it for next week. So that's a good thing. And then hopefully we'll get some bikini parties happening out there. You know what I mean?
Have you ever had a bikini party on this boat?
Well, no, because I mean, it was Ryan's boat. Now it's my boat.
You bought the boat from him?
Yeah, I'm paying for all the slip and everything, and the getting it in the water. So now it's my boat.
What?
Yeah,
you wanted this.
This has been the question that he posed to me in the spring, and he was like, "I got two options. One, I could sell the boat, or B, you can take the boat and then, you know, take over all of the responsibilities of said boat. What
you
would
got
you
cooking,
do?
Dude.
You've I got mean, tooken. You've got tooken. You got tooken by one of your best friends.
Yeah, dude, he just took you for a ride.
He did.
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, do you take the boat out by yourself? Have you done that in the past? I mean, he's the only one that I know that can actually pilot that boat.
I know. Well, that's the thing. It's like, I mean, this is going to be the season for me to learn how to be a captain of a boat. So he'll come down with me, show me a bunch of stuff, like hold my hand, training wheels.
If you perish at sea before my wedding, I'll be so upset.
I know. I know. It would be pretty bad if I did, if I perished at sea. I mean,
you dare do that.
There's a good chance that I probably will, right?
I mean, I've been on that boat in the Jamaica Bay, and it's pretty, actually not that boat, the old boat, but it's pretty dangerous.
The old boat was a lot more dangerous than the new boat. The new boat is a little bit bigger, it's a little bit deeper, so it's like, it's got like a little bit more, I'm not going to go out there and just like floor it. And like just whip around and risk the chance of death. I'm going to be a lot more cautious than other people would be. Probably, maybe not. Depends who I'm with.
Are you
gonna
water tube?
I'll probably water tube.
Does it have the engine for that?
Yeah, it's got a pretty powerful engine. When's the last time we water tube? Did we water tube in the old boat?
I mean, a 16-foot John boat.
What?
In the 16-foot John boat, yeah.
Yeah, the last one. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I mean, it's got a more powerful motor on it than that one did. So I'd imagine that you can, you know, tube in it. So, I mean, things...
Do you know how many horsepower this engine has?
No, not at all. I don't know very little about it, except for the fact that it's mine now.
You don't even know how much horsepower your boat has.
No.
I'll tell you, if you went onto, like, a local lake or something, and you told them, I don't know how many horsepower my boat has, they'll blast you out of the lake.
Of course they would. But here, I'm going in Jamaica Bay, and it doesn't matter. So I'm just going to zip around, do what I got to do, and I got my own boat.
Did you go on the boat for 4th of July?
No, we haven't put it in the water yet. That's been the problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah. And the problem is it's hard to get that guy to get out of the house to go down to the boat.
And now you don't know how to do it, so you need that guy.
So I need that guy, exactly. So here I am between a rock and a rye place trying to get this boat in the water so I can call it my own and have some bikini parties on it. You know what I mean?
I took a boat out for 4th of July over in Lake Arrowhead. That's in California,
which is nice. Well, did you take the boat out or you took it out the day before, right?
Yeah, for the fireworks. They celebrated on July 3rd. And then, fireworks scared the owner's dog, and he jumped ship and was lost.
Lost. And then eventually, it was found, right?
It was found by a couple driving to Vegas.
Oof.
They saw it on the side of the road, picked it up, and dropped it off on the shelter. But the shelter was closed, so they tied it
to
the deck of the shelter.
Oh, Jesus. But that was days later, right? Like many days later?
That was actually that night. That actually happened that night.
Oh, that happened that night.
They didn't find the dog. They didn't know that the dog was there until the following day, I believe.
Oh, geez. So basically your fourth was ruined because the host was crying her eyes out because she lost her dog.
Yeah, but then like literally the next day, I was reading the newspaper or something. And I saw an article, and apparently the 4th of July and firework-related holidays are the most prevalent for when animals go missing, go run away from their owners. So let this be a lesson for
to
all
you kids.
The viewers.
Let this be a lesson. So,
do you have listeners, or is it just me and you talking?
It just might be me and you talking. It's hard to tell, you know, and especially now, the only outlying way I can find out how many listeners we have is if they call in, but you can only have one caller at a time. So basically, I got no idea. Most likely, there's nobody listening. So we could just have a regular conversation that we usually have, just it's on the radio.
Once in a while, we should be aware that it's being broadcasted to perhaps somebody.
Yeah, exactly. To someone out there. Perhaps someone. I don't know. If you're listening, text me and let me know that you're listening, I guess. But either way, I could probably get Ryan to listen.
That's okay.
That's all right. Yeah, exactly.
That's okay.
Oh, man. So what's the story over there? What's going on now?
Well, I'm getting ready for my... my birthday week, you know, it's a big birthday week, and I got the sisters coming over for some sushi.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Cleaning up the house, and then we're going to do, like, a week of gathering with friends. You know, just try to take the time to get the friends over, get a bite to eat, hang out, and, you know, just kind of mellow birthday week.
So you're making your birthday a week long, and, like...
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I know that I'm not going to actually have a party, so I'm just giving people the option. They're like, hey, what day do you want to hang out? I don't expect gifts or praise or, you know, king treatment. I just want to see my friends. I might go down to San Diego and do some betting on some horses.
Oh, that sounds nice. That's tomorrow, right? Wednesday.
That'd be Wednesday, yeah.
Tomorrow is said birthday, though, right?
Wednesday,
whatever it is. Well, what's today's date? Oh.
The 16th.
Oh, I thought it was the 18th.
Just for you listeners out there, Dave's known me for 23 years.
23 years.
I still doesn't know my birthday.
I do know your birthday. I just didn't know what day it was today. So, I mean, therefore, I was close. I'll give you that. I was close.
Likely story. I've never heard of a man not knowing what day of the week it is.
I mean, I know what day of the week it is. I just don't know what day of the month it is.
On Wednesday, on Thursday, I was convinced it was Wednesday.
I know you were. And you texted me and in a panic, really, that you essentially lost a day.
Well, have you ever lost a day before?
Yeah, I have lost a day before. I mean,
it's disconcerting.
I mean, most of the times when I lose a day, it's usually because I did too many drugs and I just went through the day without even knowing what day it was, right?
Can you say drugs on radio?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want on the radio.
Do you care what your viewers think of you?
No.
No.
You can't.
Too many drugs?
You did too many drugs. You did, you know, you just got to roll with it, you know?
When was the last time you did too many drugs?
Last time I did too many drugs was...
Like actually, were the day after you're like, hey, I did too many drugs last night. That was too much.
That was too much. It was not that long ago, and it was after a radio show, actually. It was one day after a radio show, one of the guests, and I went hard afterwards, and even during the said ingestion of drugs, I was like, I gotta stop doing this. This is really bad. This is gonna be bad tomorrow. And I tried to stop, but I was peer pressured.
Peer pressured? Peer you pressured. Were 17?
Exactly. I was just peer pressured. I mean, you know, you get drugs in front of you, and it's hard to say no, but it's also like the older you get, the more you realize that this is going to be really bad the next day.
But the more you realize, so you better like live every day like it's your last, because it could be your last day.
It most likely could be. So when's the last time you did too many drugs?
Like too many drugs? I mean, I can, in my recent memory, like too many, the actual word too many, there was a trip with Vegas to you that was too much.
I was going to say that one, and then I remembered the other one. But the trip to Vegas with me and you was way too much.
That was bad on every level.
Yeah, that was bad on every level. But I mean, great stories.
Was it?
I don't even know. I can't remember at all.
It was can't remember.
Oh, jeez. All right, you want to hear a topic that I have for the show?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so
let's pretend it's a radio show.
All right, so let's pretend it's a radio show, right? So the topic that I have for the show is Disney announced, and I said this before to Giggles, and he showed no interest in this. I really have to start thinking about my co-host, because Giggles might not be covering it, you know? He's just not really adding up here.
Are you thinking about getting rid of him?
I mean, I got to think about it after he just ditched me to go swimming with the kids, right?
I want to go swimming, but I decided to hang out with you.
I mean, who's a better co-host in this situation?
I mean, let the viewers decide.
So, all right. So,
do some sort of survey. Would they rather hear Dave and Giggles or Dave and Andy?
Or DNA. DNA back DNA. In action. All right. So the story goes, Disney just announced that they are doing a new wing of Disney World. And it's going to be the Star Wars galaxy universe.
Makes sense.
So they're announcing the future of, like, theme parks. And basically the whole story goes is that this galaxy-themed Star Wars universe is going to be like Westworld.
So you actually... they'll have, will they be robots or will they be people acting out the thing?
Well, they definitely did say that there's not going to be robots. So there's going to be like a bunch of people working for Disney as they do, who are going to be dressed up like the characters. And then they're going to encourage all the guests to dress up like characters. And then in this universe, while you're in this theme park, you can like follow narrative stories and like go on quests.
And go on rides. I mean, that sounds great. That sounds exactly how, if you said, Andy, how would you run Disney World? That's how I would have done it in the first place.
Right.
I'm a little surprised they haven't done that before.
Right. I definitely agree that they should have done that before. But I mean, like, the idea is, like, you know, you have this idea in your head where you're like, oh, I'm going to Star Wars Galaxy. And it's just... because of the Disney nature and the legality of the whole thing, it's never going to live up to what you really, really want. You know, you want Westworld. You want that, like, off-the-beaten-path type of, like, go track someone down and kill somebody, have sex with hookers, whatever it's going to be. But it's just not going to do that at Star Wars. But here's the question.
Well, you got to remember, there's a couple of things that you're missing here, is that the Star Wars Disney World theme park is going to be geared towards children.
Right.
So you can click that back about two ratings to the south. You know, you're thinking R or X.
Right.
Let's go right to PG or G. Right.
Sure.
That's the first off you got to do. I think second, you got to appreciate that, like, you know, technology and what is going on as far as what they can do and it's gonna actually probably surpass your imagination has for it. So if you were to go, you'd be like, wow, that was way cooler than I thought.
Right. Right. And that's what you hope for, because you're going to have expectations of wanting to do something really cool. And then you're going to realize, oh, but it's just Disney. But then you're going to go in, you're going to be like, oh, that was really, really well done. Really, really cool. So that's what you hope for. But there's that dog. I got to deal with Giggles' kids and DNA's dog.
My fault.
No, it's not your fault.
What he does is he hears us talking and he wants to be a part of it.
He does. I know. He's a very excitable little guy. But here's the question. Will this possibly kind of spur an insurgence of other, like, maybe R-rated theme parks across the country that obviously won't be Disney related, but all of a sudden now we have this Westworld mentality where, oh, we could start a theme park where it's kind of like, because we were talking about it. Remember when we went camping last time?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, oh, we should kind of set up a guided tour where it's like kind of, it has a narrative. And you're on a canoe going down the river, and then there's things that happen, like you get robbed, and you have like a whole thing where you know there was like a whole story to us bringing people down the river on a guided tour.
Well, what I'm disappointed is that you just announced this on the radio, because this is a $1 million idea.
Patent pending.
And all of your listeners are now going to steal it.
Yeah, they probably will, but that's on us. We need to get this moving.
But I do actually think that there is a, there will be, it depends on the economy, to be honest. I'm going to stop it here. It depends on the economy. The economy is booming.
Yeah.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
The in LA right now, escape rooms are like the new craze.
Same thing in New York.
Every nerd wants to go play in an escape room.
Yeah.
You know, and I've done a couple because I got nerd friends and I got a little nerd tendency.
Sure. They love they're to do games, cool. And these are game related.
They're not as cool as I would want them to be, but they're okay. They're okay.
Right. But I think that's like the next step, because basically the escape rooms kind of came from the, like, remember, like, before escape rooms were popular, we went to those haunted houses, which were almost escape rooms, but not really escape rooms.
Yeah, you'd have like 5 or 10 people
yeah.
for the trip, and then there'd be like little tricks into the trade.
Right, and then they'd take someone out of the group, and they would, you know, do something with them or something along those lines. One I went to without you, we went through, and eventually they ripped off all my clothes down to my underwear, and like it was a crazy house, and so they did things to the audience. So like
I went to one of those in California.
Yeah,
it was a little bothersome because at some point they were like putting like fake blood on us, and I think they even had like something that smelled like fish guts. I'm sure it wasn't really fish guts that had the smell.
Yeah,
and then, you know,
it is bothersome.
Here I am. I'm wearing my best jeans, t-shirt.
You're out for a good time. You want to have a good time, and all of a sudden they're throwing fish guts on you. Come on.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe if I was 17 and had some pimples on my face, but yeah, I'm a little bit older than that.
You're a little bit older than that, but I think that's the way it's going. Where, you know, like everything is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I feel like the people who do have money. And I think it's like, you know, the people who live in the cities, so for a small degree, maybe not all of our friends, but some of them have extra money where they may not have kids and they have jobs where they're getting paid well or whatever. And they're going to want to spend money on doing these things, you know? Maybe the rest of America doesn't, but.
I mean, I can imagine an adult themed Westworldly thing in Disney World. If it was actually in and it was adults only, so you can go and you can leave your kids behind. I can imagine that. I can imagine in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I can imagine maybe like a place like Miami where there's like a spring break crowd.
Sure.
But probably not, because those kids are...
They're just crazy. They just want to get wasted and they don't care about anything else. But I mean, you could do this pretty much like if you did something in Vegas, you could really do something where you're out in the desert. You could like... You can have your thing where you bring everybody into the desert and you do something in the desert. If you were in Miami, you could do something down in like the beaches. If you were up in New York, you can take people into the city, or like you have an abandoned building. So like every little part of the U.S. could be something that's geared towards a story, a narrative of that place.
Oh, the flyover states aren't doing this. I mean, they're just not doing this.
They're not doing it.
New York, you might be able to do it. I mean, I feel like people in New York, are the escape rooms popular there?
Yeah, they're very popular.
So then, you know, the fad could work. I mean, I'm not going to invest in it, like, if you're asking me to invest, but, like...
Maybe that's what the show's about.
I would take the meeting.
Especially if
it was a lunch.
Just a free lunch, you're saying. If you give me a free lunch, I will listen to you. So basically, if I say there's a free lunch... And I have stuff on Hillary Clinton. Will you take the meeting?
Of course.
I love it.
I love it. I mean, I would pretty much take any meeting if you give me a free lunch.
Yeah, I know.
That's a fact.
That is a fact. That is such a fact. Has there been any news about Donald Trump or Donald Trump Jr. over the weekend? Because I haven't been able to look.
There was a big tweet storm this morning from Donald Trump Sr.
What did he say? I have breaking news, by the way. Breaking news.
Right now?
Yeah.
What is it?
After a battling lung cancer, George A. Romero died at 77. Just announced. The director of Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead. All those guys.
Yeah, we used to fight him on that game. Zombie.
Yeah.
Call of Duty level.
I think it was the only real thing we ever liked that George Romero was a part of.
Oh, I remember watching his reboot of, I believe it was Night of the Living Dead. Or
yeah.
The reboot or Dawn of the Dead. It was awful.
It was really bad. It was definitely really bad.
Really bad. Well, I mean, it seems like there's always somebody dying. And I guess in a culture that has a lot of famous people, it seems like a lot of famous people die.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you have like a large group of people that got famous in the 70s and the 60s, and now they're all at that time where they're gonna die. Here's someone that shouldn't have died. So there was a death on the set of Walking Dead this weekend.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. Did you see allegedly he was like really nervous about it because it was a 25-foot fall from a balcony. And they said he voiced concerns of doing this because he's never done it from this high before. And then he panicked when he went to go fall from the balcony. He grabbed on and said, "Oh man, I don't want to do this." And then fell trying to grab onto the balcony. And then
was there something he was supposed to land on?
Yeah, there was a thing, you know, like a huge padding that he was supposed to land on. And because he grabbed on and dropped instead of like fell from the balcony and dropped, he missed it by inches.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a rough one. 33, young.
In my screenplay, I need someone to fall 20 feet, so like, I'm going to have to figure out how to overcome that particular obstacle.
So you wanted to fall from 30 feet?
Well, I'm someone in my screenplay falls from 20 feet.
Oh. Yeah. Do you want to talk about your screenplay? We'll save that for another time.
We'll save that for another time. All right. I feel like that's a little dense for
eight more minutes left. Sure. I can see that.
Amen.
All right. So you were saying that Donald Trump released more tweets this morning. What did he say?
Defending Jr. I didn't actually read through them. I saw that he was like, it was a tweet storm. That's what the news says. And
they love using that term, tweet storm.
They love just doing news on. Oh, did you watch or listen to that interview about the Koch brothers? That was pretty good.
That was really good. And it was like super frightening and eye-opening. And it's really, and ever since I have watched it, like all the heads, the interviews on CNN and wherever, MSNBC or wherever you watch it, it's like they're all just dancing around the issue that is at the heart of the matter, which is the Koch brothers. Like, they're at the heart of the matter of the whole entire thing, but nobody talks about it.
I feel like more people are talking about it slowly, but I do think you're right. I think that it's like the most undercover piece of this puzzle. I mean, obviously, I think Donald Trump is a large piece of the puzzle. I mean, he should not be written off just as the Koch brothers.
Sure, sure.
But they definitely. So for your listeners,
okay, let's dissect it. We got 7 minutes. We can dissect.
So my understanding is that the Koch brothers, Charles Koch in the 60s and 70s, brilliant man, engineer, super rich, invested totally in energy and privatization, capital, capitalist.
Right. I think I saw in an article I was reading in 2014, they were worth $140 billion together combined. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And so what his vision of the world is like hyper-capitalist, no morality, complete libertarianism, small government that doesn't interfere, let us do what we do. And, of course, here's a guy that makes his money off of fossil fuels and stuff. So, like, no environmental protection.
Get rid of him.
No public services, no public schools. That's just a waste of, his hard-earned money. And then he wants to actually undo everything so that it resembles back to the last Gilded Age, which was, like, the 1890s and the 1900s.
Right, early 1900s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so since the 70s, they've been what he calls developing technology to manipulate and change the way that American government is functioning to fit this vision. And since they're so rich, they have been actually making progress. And what we're watching of this extreme far right and this this kind of like dissolving of the democratic values that we once had, the liberal democracy, is actually a byproduct of these guys' brainchild.
Right. And in that interview that we were listening to together, they were talking about how they recently, they have like some alliance group that they talk to all the senators. They're trying to buy every senator and every congressman that they can.
Mostly the Congress, mostly Congress, but yeah, but
yeah,
and senators. Right. Congress is like bought.
But one thing that she was talking about was how he wants the healthcare bill gone altogether. Like he wants that gone altogether, but he'll sacrifice because it's not in popular culture or popular demand that we get rid of it. So he needs something. So he's trying to push this through, and he's telling everyone, that all these congressmen, that if you don't, you know, push this bill for me, I will not give you donations anymore to your position. Yeah. Which is so crazy. It's the Koch brothers that are running the entire goddamn thing.
I mean, the thing is that, and this all goes back to Citizens United, is that they have to get money out of politics.
Yep.
You know, that's the key to it all. That's actually the way to get your democracy back. I had this, like, you know, kind of weed-induced brain coma the other day where I was thinking about the difference between the right and the left and the conservatives and the liberals. And I was like, you know, you think about an issue like healthcare, I would say that 95% of the people on the ground, they don't care what it is. They just want it to work.
Right.
And, like, I think they get bamboozled into thinking that, like, oh, because the left made it, it's not going to work. And the left thinks, well, because the right made it, it's not going to work, which in this particular case is true. And they're not trying to fix anything. But I think this is, like, the great disillusion. It's the great con that is going on with the American public, is that, like, we're actually being bamboozled by our politicians for something that we don't even want and that doesn't even affect them. You know, congressmen have good health care. They have the ability to do, they have the best health care in the world.
Right. Well, also, like, that was just omitted. Like, anything that they're trying to pass, they just said again in this bill that they're trying to pass, that Congress doesn't have to abide by these and they get this special treatment. Again, they get special treatment, which is crazy.
Crazy. I mean, we live in the twilight zone right now.
We are living in the twilight zone, and it must be really fascinating to be that rich, where you can manipulate the entire world, and that's what the Koch brothers are doing. And it's fascinating that they're doing it based on their own beliefs, which are just like so antiquated and so crazy, and it's affecting the entire world.
You know, you have two guys that are worth $120 billion. To them, they don't see it as antiquated or crazy at all. They see it as, you know, quite sufficient. I mean, they've gotten there for a reason. And that's actually the main libertarian ideal, is that, like, I earn what I have.
Right.
Even though somebody that has $120 million or billion dollars will make more money on interest or capital gains than anyone could ever make on a normal job every day of the, every, you know,
in for every day they ever worked. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we've learned a lot.
Or nothing.
Or nothing at all. We're spinning our wheels. And we're just making things angrier and more heated as the days go on. Barry's here. What's happening, buddy?
Not much, man. Did you guys solve the healthcare?
I think we solved the healthcare. Well, we solved politics. And basically, and I was actually thinking about this after I listened to that podcast that we were listening to together. And, like, taking money out of politics, it's ingrained in it so much that it is the answer, but how do you do it? How do you get money out of politics? It's too ingrained.
Or you just need somebody that is very rich, but is altruistic.
Right. The opposite of the Koch brothers. Someone who can actually, like, put their money to good use rather than manipulating it for their own well-being. It's crazy. All right, we got 8 seconds left. Thanks, Andy, for joining me, buddy.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
All right, good show.